You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 14 minutes to 9. Well, Jackie Fox has been reporting this week on mental health issues in the education sector. A wide range of topics were covered in her reports, in particular the growing problems students are experiencing and the shrinking resources to deal with them. The Education Minister is in our Limerick studio this morning. Jan O'Sullivan, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Can I ask you firstly about what we heard earlier in the week about, we heard Headstrong say that schools are literally overwhelmed and they cannot deal with the mental health issues that are arising. Isn't that something that needs to be urgently addressed?
Well, first of all, I mean, there are a number of provisions in schools. And I think, first of all, I also think it's very important that these issues are aired and that people realise that, you know, that there are things that they should do if they're experiencing problems, whether at school or anywhere else. So I think it's important that you've done the series. There are programmes in primary school like Stay Safe and Walk Tall. And at second level, there's social, personal and health education. These are all important programmes in terms of young people themselves being aware that if they have problems, you know, that there is somebody that they should go to. And obviously we have the National Educational Psychological Services as well. But look, I mean, I think that we would certainly want to strengthen that service. It is now available in 100% of schools. It wasn't quite available in all schools up to recently. But certainly when there is extra funding, and we hope there will be in the next few years, I will be looking at various areas like that. And I do think it's important that these areas are part of that that consideration.
The 170 psychologists that are working in the National Educational Psychological Service, is that enough?
Well, I mean, I think certainly we could use more, but
will you fund
it does,
more?
It means that it is available in all schools. Well, can I make a particular point? I mean, schools must do everything they can to raise awareness, to have anti-bullying policies, and all of these are in place. And in my discussions recently with the teachers' unions, I have said that there will be a well-being model now, and this is something we agree on, that there will be a well-being model in junior cycle, which will include compulsory SPHE in the schools. So to me, this is very, very important. But, you know, we do have mental health services in the health services as well. And my colleague Kathleen Lynch has been doing very strong work in the area of mental health. So I think what's important in schools is that young people are aware, you know, that they shouldn't have to put up with or suffer these things and that they know where to go and that schools know what to do. So, you know, schools can't provide all of the mental health services in schools. What they have to do is provide the guidance, provide access and have a relationship with the health services so that they, young people can be referred if they need to
Of course, just something you referred to earlier there, the Stay Safe programme. You met yesterday with the abuse survivor Louise O'Keefe, and on Primetime last night she said that there should be a child protection officer in every province. And there is also another reality, Minister, that the Stay Safe programme is not mandatory. It's a voluntary programme, and that is a serious issue, isn't it?
Yeah, we met with Louise yesterday, the Taoiseach, Minister Riley and myself, and we had a very positive discussion with her, first of all. But one of the things that she said that was important from my perspective in education is that young people need to know where to go and to be able to go to a trusted person if they feel that something is happening to them that shouldn't be happening to them. And we have agreed, you know, that certainly Minister Riley has agreed to look at that particular point, because that was one that would
should
be
the government be funding child protection officers and putting them in place around the country?
Well, I mean, that first of all, that wouldn't be an education officer, as I understand it. That would be under the area of the Department of Children. But what is important is that young people will know that there
it's
is somebody that they can go
in
to.
Schools, Minister.
The particular point that Louise was making, as I understood it, was one where that wasn't necessarily just in schools. That if a young person felt, you know, that something was happening inappropriately, whether in school or out of school, that there was somebody that they could go to. But in school, there are clear procedures, reporting procedures. There is somebody appointed in each school whose responsibility it is to take these issues. The Board of Management has to review its policy every year in every school. The whole school evaluation looks at the child protection area in its evaluation. So there are very clear procedures in schools. But I think the point that was made in your programmes really was that young people need to have the access and have it when they need it.
Yeah, there was another point made as well. You mentioned SPHE. I think it was Aileen Geraldine Sweeney and Cabin Teely, a principal in St. Bridget's there, saying that the parents in that school are funding internet safety courses for their children. Is that acceptable?
Well, look, we're building up the service all the time. We do have anti-bullying programs.
No, but never mind about what's been built up. If you have a reality that parents in a primary school have to put their hands in their own pocket and fund an internet safety program for children in schools, should that not be provided by the state?
Yeah, I don't think that should have to be provided by parents. No, I don't.
But what are you going to do about it?
Well, we have, as you know, we've gone through very difficult financial times and there have been cutbacks. But I've clearly said to all of the stakeholders and holders in education that I've met, I want to establish with them what the priorities are when we do have more money. And this year, for example, we provided $115,000 to the National Parents Council to support anti-bullying training for parents. So, you know, we're working with parents on this. This, you know, there are responsibilities for schools in this, but I think we also need to ensure that we have connection, that we have joined up, particularly with the Department of Health.
Minister, we're very tight for time, but I want to ask you in conclusion about this planned strike by secondary school teachers over the junior cert reforms next week. What are you going to do, or what intervention are you going to make to provide some clear direction for teachers that could avoid this strike action?
Well, I would hope that we will avoid the strike action. I had another meeting this week with the teaching unions, and I suppose we went away to reflect. We didn't reach agreement at that meeting. I have considerably altered what was the original proposal, and I think the most crucial point is that I have said that the State Exams Commission will 100% stand over the certificate that young people will get after the junior cycle, both the 60% in the exam and the 40% assessed in the school.
And that's the best you can put on the table.
It's a long way, and I haven't seen anything coming from the other side. I do think they need to reflect on that, and I do think that we have said my door is open. I think we need to continue to engage to avoid this strike.
All right. Education Minister Jan O'Sullivan, thanks for coming into our Limerick studio this morning.